put that on fire. You don't watch how your money, everything you got, because it's too clean. That's right. You never see nothing like that. No, my grandma was cooking. I tell you what, I seen she took a pot of peas, and I was watching. She boiled the peas. Well, me, anything would do me. Took the peas out, and she poured it in the dish pan. I still was watching. When the thing got cool, she started mashing it. And then from there, she picked it up and started squeezing them. And I said, Mom, what you doing? She never answered. It kept her doing it. And I forgot the dog. And that old lady fixed that thing up, called a gumbo. Peas gumbo. No peas in that at all, just the juice. My God, you couldn't get enough of it. Yummy. But I ain't seen that in a long time. I don't believe they know how to make it. A peas gumbo. You take it, mash all them peas, you know, squeeze all that juice out there and season that. And I've seen old cousin, Cousin Olivia, took a fish. That woman got through with that fish, they had a bone in that fish. You eat it just like a piece of cornbread. And you talk about something was good. Ah, she done it, I don't. But you got to take time for all that. And I remember a while back there, some people eat fish. Especially when them fish got all that bone in them. Something like a sardine. Thing go up there and got the doctor got to take this. Get the thing on. That's something I'm scared too, you know. I'll eat a garfish, but them old little fish like them people catch, they were all them bone there.
Wow.
We got too many bone in there. And I don't have time to food, no bone. I never was a slow eater.
You mean in purchase?
Yeah, something like a perch or a sardine full of bone. Sardine is a white fish. And it's slim, you know, kind of thin. Full of bone, it ain't got nothing but bone. Well, a fish like that, you can take it and boil it and open it up and get them bone, but how long are you going to be there getting them bone for them kind of fish? The only fish I'll eat, that's a garfish. I won't eat a catfish for sure. Yes, sir.
Now, would your wife grow any kind of pretty things out in the garden? You know,
such as flower?
Yeah. She'd go out and...
Oh, no. All these things she grows, vegetables.
Yeah.
And food. I plant some flower myself.
In the big house they'd have them, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, the big house down there. Yeah.
And they'd put them in a what?
Put them in some kind of pot there with dirt.
Yeah.
And some of them things grew tall, too.
Would you ever see them put them in water? They would go out in the garden and
You mean go out in the garden and get them out of the garden?
Yeah.
And put them in that pot? Mm-hmm. And then put the water in there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They last for a few days?
Oh, they last for a few days.
While a vase?
Right. Yeah. If you tend to them, you see.
A vase?
These things, you got to keep them out the sun, too, you know.
Yeah.
Put them out in the morning in the dew. In the evening, bring them in the shade and do the same thing. Who had that?
You ever hear of a vase?
Oh, yeah, in a vase. That thing about that big. Some of them big and small, you know.
Yeah.
And they keep good, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, after
dinner was done, you had to do the dishes, right? Back in the old days?
After dinner, you had to wash them dishes.
And you do it with what do you wash them with? You have a kind of a cloth or a rag?
Oh, yeah, you had a towel. Yeah. Dish towel.
Yeah.
You wash with that dish towel and soap, and that time you ain't had no soap powder to wash no dishes.
You had lye.
You had that old big old lye soap, that yellow soap. You ever seen that soap?
Octagon?
Yeah, that's it. You gonna wash with that? Let me see. I had three waters. I was washing the dishes, me. And that man uncle, he had the second water.
Rinse
him. And the third water, you could put your hand in there. Hot, I mean boiling hot.